Hey, what's up, everyone? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. What's up? This is Eric Castillo. I'm back for another episode of the Eric C. Movement, where I talk about cool things in the universe that are happening to me, or that I've read, or that I've seen, or that I've theorized in some sort of way, and also talk about how it connects to my life. So, on this episode, I'm going to talk about something that happened to me last year, but lately I've been watching how people have been reporting the same things happen to them, so I wanted to touch base on that because I feel like, you know, something weird is going on and I don't know what it is. So last year, or it might have been a year and a half ago, I was on the way to Eagle Pass, and it was the day after work. My wife and I decided to leave that day because we wanted to enjoy the Friday evening with her parents. That's what they did. So we took off from Laredo, Texas, like around 6:30 or 7. It was already nighttime. And actually, it was about a year ago. I don't know. But it gets dark early. As we're driving over there, my wife's driving because I'm kind of tired from work. It's like, no, you're driving. You know, I'm on my phone and, you know, looking outside, and during the course of the trip, going north on 83, you know, US 83, and maybe like 45 minutes on 83, I start noticing something weird in the sky. I noticed like three red big circles, lights, which I thought was a shooting star. It's like, oh, look at that shooting star. And then all of a sudden, it disappears, and they didn't see it. My wife and my kids didn't see it. So, we keep on driving. I'm like, look, there they go again. This time, it was three stars, like three huge, red, circular, you know. They weren't balls of fire, no pun intended. It was just like three beams of light, three red lights going in order, like in line, and then they saw it, and then they disappeared. You know, my wife and my kid, my daughter Isabella, they saw it and disappeared. So like, oh, that was pretty cool. And then like, when do you see shooting stars like that? Maybe it's a meteor shower type of day. And we were wondering if that was the case. And then maybe like a few minutes later, not even a minute later, a few seconds later, a huge amount of stars in the horizon. We're talking about like the side, from one side of the windshield to the other side of the windshield, and looking in the sky, minute, like star-like, bright stars just moving in every single direction, synchronicity directions, you know, like all of a sudden they were going in patterns. And it looked like a Star Wars movie. That's what it looked like. I was like freaking the fuck out. I was like, what is that? So I was trying to record it on my phone, on the iPhone. And for some weird reason or not, like, it didn't record it right. And all you could see was darkness. And my boy saying, oh shit, look at these flying saucers. But yeah, we were freaking out. My wife and my daughter saw them. We were like tracking them for like a good 20 minutes. They were all over the sky. And I'm hoping that tonight on the way to Eagle Pass, tomorrow, I'll see him again, because I think I'm going this weekend. So maybe on the way over there tonight or tomorrow, I'll see him. So they were all over the sky. We saw them. They appeared, reappeared, disappeared, all that stuff. They moved around very rapidly. There was tons of them. Maybe I lost count of them, maybe like a good 30, 40, 50 maybe, of these little objects flying in the sky at night. And at first I was like, nah, it's just probably like shooting stars. And then my wife was like, what if it's like some some government agency or some undercover like government stuff that they're doing, you know? And we started thinking about that. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, going northwest on North 83, you kind of, in those areas, I'm pretty sure there's military bases. I don't know. There might be. I don't know for sure. But then, okay, so fast forward to today, which is the 18th of October. 3 days ago, Paranormal Research Society, which is a paranormal group here from Laredo, Texas, that does investigations on paranormal activity, they posted a video or a picture of the same lights that I saw, the original ones, the orange ones, the red ones. They saw them, like somebody reported them, they took a picture of them and they posted them on their webpage or their Facebook. And I was like, those are the ones that I saw. Although I did not see them in that specific pattern, I did see them that night when I was driving Eagle Pass. And I just thought it was pretty odd because I started looking. I started looking at the videos on YouTube. And a month ago, also, there's another report on I-10 West going to, from San Antonio to somewhere, I can't remember where, somebody recorded the same flying objects, and they're like, they look like stars. I can't describe them any other way. They just look like bright lights flying in the air. And the video on YouTube, it shows how they're actually going in the same line. They're not going across them, they're going parallel to them, to the driver, and he can see him fly like bright beam, and then they move and they shift. And I was like, that's exactly what I saw. But the only thing is, on this video, he actually saw him during the daytime as the sun was going down. The light was still out of the sun, and you could see these bright figures just going across the, if the sun was going down on the left side, on west side, so they were flying north and south. They're flying south, actually. So it was pretty amazing that I saw it on video, and I was like, that's exactly what I saw. So if you guys don't know, and if you're not into the alien and the UFO conspiracies, you probably haven't heard that, you know, the government, there's theories that the government has, you know, knows about these UFOs, and they've known for years or whatever, but they've never really said it was true. But theorists, like conspiracy theorists, like if you listen to Joe Rogan show or Eddie Bravo and all these conspiracy theorists, you know, the tinfoil hat, you know, all those guys, they talk about how the government is trying to kind of release this information to the public little by little and say that they are real. And all of a sudden, they had been saying that for a few months, and then like last month, I think, they released a video where actual Air Force pilot or some kind of pilot for the government says that he saw them, and he recorded them. He was talking to them, to the not talking to the aliens, but was recording it, and he was talking to his the government agencies who saw the video, how he was able to see him and his partner and another a pilot in another airplane, how they saw these figures flying all over the place, and they recorded it. But this was years ago. It hadn't been recent. This is like when he was a pilot and he's already an older gentleman. So he's saying that years ago, he actually saw these flying objects, and he actually captured one on camera. And now it's being released to the public. Kind of like a way to ease in. Although it's not really a booming news that everybody's going crazy for, it is something to think about and something to look at. So, because you start seeing how the government's trying to release information to the public, and all of a sudden, we're seeing these more often, and now they're being captured by video, all from all types of people. So I don't know if they're like alien sources or alien data, or if they're man-made flying objects. But they're being recorded already, and if you search them up, or if you're driving anywhere in the United States at night, you can probably take a picture or record some of these flying objects. And it's probably some government, you know, technology that they've created, and they're probably practicing. But it's just pretty trippy that all of a sudden all of these stories are coming together. And it's just, you know, I think initially when I told my cousins, they were like baffled. But then at the same time, I didn't feel like when I was telling my story, I didn't feel like anybody believed me, you know, like, and my wife didn't make a big deal out of it. But I was like, dude, what the hell was that? You know, I was really, I had never seen anything like that. And to the day, I'm like super like excited that I was able to see that. And so I'm just curious of what it is, if it's man-made, if it's some alien technology, or, you know, from another planet, another universe, another dimension. Now, the other thing that I wanted to say kind of relates to this, but it's still, if I think it's government technology and they don't want to really show it to the public, but they're little by little like exposing it to the people, one of the things I do, or I have thought about, since I had a dream a couple of nights ago, I think it was on Tuesday, I had a dream that I was playing basketball with some kids outside, and we were like, it didn't look like Laredo, it looked like I was playing in Chicago, that's what it looked like, we're in basketball, playing basketball courts, we're playing basketball, I was like with some, you know, kids from the neighborhood, and I don't know who they were, like, I don't know none of these kids, I've never seen them before. But one of the weird things that we saw is we're playing the basketball and it's daylight time. We see like these flying objects. And at first we don't know what they are. And then, oh, look, there's some jets, you know, some fighter jets. You can see it, but they were like a white colored fighter jet. And they're all flying in like perfect synchronicity. And all of a sudden they start flying towards us, you know, facing us. And we're in the ground looking up in the sky. And all of a sudden, they just stop, like, mid-range. They all stop at the same time. And they start sending, like, these little beaming reflector lights onto the ground. And we can see them flickering. And we're scared because, you know, why are they pointing those little shiny flickering lights at us? So we start running. Or at least we try to run. And as we try to run, we hear, like, this PA from the fighter jet saying, please stop, and you're gonna move left, right, left, kind of like it sounded like some kind of military code on how to, you know, navigate the people and make them do stuff that they don't want to. So we were trying to run, I look at the kids, they look at me, and we're like, can you move? And like, they're like, no, I can't move. Because we're all trying to escape, but we can't escape. And there's like at least 10 or 15 of these fighter jets out there, like pointing, like looking down at us. And we're just freaking scared. And we can't move at all. And all of a sudden, we're just trapped and we can't move. And I'm trying to get these kids to, you know, run away. And we can't. So my point is that, and maybe it's not related to this, but what if it is like government technology that they're working on, but they only can use it at night because they don't want the masses to actually, you know, figure out that they have the technology. And what if it's not? What if it is alien technology? But if it is government technology and they're actually using this and practicing it and, you know, testing it out, it's kind of scary. It's kind of, yeah, pretty scary. Because you don't know what the capabilities of these new technology and what it can do and how it can affect us in the long run. So that was it for today. I'm sorry if I you know, my stories didn't really make sense to you, but I just wanted to touch on that because I thought it was pretty important that all of a sudden there's a lot of UFO phenomena going on and we don't know exactly what it is, if it's an alien technology, government technology, what is it trying to do? Do they want us to see it gradually?